Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show.
So, Lisa, in those early days when the seams started to pull apart, what were some of the lies that the enemy threw at you? And especially, what were the lies that especially felt true? And what did you do with all of that?
Probably number one was, I'm a failure. I need to resign from MOPS. I need to go find a hole somewhere and dive deep into it and pull the dirt over me, you know, never show my face again kind of thing. And for that one, I think comment of our board chair during that season was especially meaningful when he said, why would we want you to resign when now we have one more mother of preschoolers? She just happens to live under your roof, and now you understand even more about the needs of mothers of preschoolers. Wow. I just thought his comment was astounding. So that was one lie, is that this whole situation of breaking somehow made me unfit and unusable. I think an opposite lie is that it was all my responsibility to fix and control. And so I went into uber control mode. You know, just I am the admiral of all kind of a thing. If my daughter's pregnant and in that time she had decided to relinquish the baby, then I would fight by her side through this, that, and the other, sometimes truly even pushing my husband out of the responsibility and the decision-making process, thinking, I'm the mom, I must know best, I have to figure this out. And there are some very painful lessons in this book where I realized that by my assuming command over everything, I really did push away some of the partnership in parenting that God had for me. And similarly, in my a little bit of self-righteousness of everything that was happening in my life felt like something that was done to me, not something I was done. It's as if I was sandwiched between my mom's struggle and my daughter's struggle, but here I was. And God had to gently show me that my meat in the middle of the sandwich, the me part, you know, I was proud. And I needed to understand that maybe I hadn't made this choice or that choice, but I sure had chosen to depend on myself and to count on my abilities more than anybody else's in days when I couldn't do anything about this.